Northampton Community College Associate in Arts Theater Program offers students an opportunity to perform, design, direct, study communications, and explore production skills of all kinds with expert faculty in two campus theaters. With a reputation for fresh, provocative, and topical productions, the department and its audiences continue to grow and expand, with two new faculty members, Dara Donaher and Jessica Lopez-Barkle, bringing their skills and experience to the Bethlehem campus. And in 2017, the late Bill Mutimer, director, actor, and theater department head, founded NCC's Professional Summer Musical Theater Program. Now, the Bill Mutimer Summer Theater at NCC series is a smash hit with artists and audiences alike, featuring performances by a company made up of professional actors, alongside regional and student performers, and offering rich learning and networking opportunities in an ensemble setting. This is WDIY 88.1 Public Radio, and you are tuned in to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I remain Kate Scuffle, your host, and this evening I'm talking with Brett Oliveira, Technical Director and much more of Northampton Community College's Theater Department, as well as Assistant Professor Dara Donaher and Associate Professor Jessica Lopez-Barkle. Thank you guys so much for joining us today, all of us. There's a lot of us here.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, yes, delighted to be here.
Thank you. And it's exciting. Brett, before we get started, just again for our listeners, a quick overview of the department, which is growing and flourishing, continues to, and then the Summer Music Theater Series. Tell us a little bit about how maybe even you came to it and what the Summer Music Theater Series is about as well.
Sure. We're thrilled to have some new faces joining us this year and really growing the department. Jessica and Dara have looked at adding new courses to our curriculum, and it's just exciting to have fresh voices. They bring a lot of different experience that neither myself nor Bill nor Claire had. So it's really been a growing year for the department. We had two shows already this year. We did She Kills Monsters and Hedda Gabler for our school series, and then we're wrapping up the school series with Circle Mirror Transformation in January, The Coast Starlight at the end of February into March, and Carrie the Musical in April. And then this summer, we're thrilled to be bringing Chorus Line, Gypsy, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, and our Theater for Young Audience show, Junie B's Essential Guide to School Survival. It's a mouthful.
And it's an interesting mix. Again, as we mentioned in the intro, it's not only wonderful for Lehigh Valley audiences to have the opportunity to see really great pieces throughout the summer, great musical theater, but also for the students. It's such an interesting mix to be able to work with both people in the region as well as professionals, guest artists, the networking, the learning. It's just a really rich experience all around for the whole community.
And that was Bill's original intent with the summer theater. He was very big on giving our students a chance to work with local high school students, students from other colleges, equity performers, actors from New York City. Everybody kind of mentors everybody else. So it's a great way for our students to network, to see how other professionals handle scenes, acting, dancing. And we always have a lot of fun. The past few years, too, we've made a push to include children in the summer theater program as well. We had done youth choirs in West Side Story and Evita, and that was part of the reason we looked at Gypsy this year, because there's some really great roles for some of our youngest performing artists in the area to join us.
And Dara, the year's halfway through for both of you, but you're not completely new to the NCC program. Tell us a little bit your backstory, your history with NCC, your work.
Yeah. So first and foremost, I'm a Lehigh Valley kid. I grew up in Bethlehem. I went to Liberty High School. And so I love the Lehigh Valley. And I'm so excited to be part of this community. I had the opportunity last year to adjunct two courses throughout the year at NCC. So I adjuncted the Intro to Theater course, both in person and an online asynchronous version. And then I had directed the summer, not this past summer, but the summer before, I directed West Side Story. And then this past summer, I directed Hairspray. So I've been around the NCC theater community. I have always loved theater in this area. And so it's fun to come back and feel like I'm giving back as well. And I work at Pennsylvania Youth Theater, and then I'm also the director at Liberty High School.
That's right. I thought so. Exactly. Yeah. So really rich roots in the community.
Extremely, yeah, and I love it. And I'm so lucky to have had the opportunity to come back and as a graduate of Liberty, as an alumni, it's so fun to be back and also to be able to show these students what's beyond Liberty and have that tie to NCC and be able to show other high school students, knowing a lot of the directors in the area. I'm excited to be able to collaborate with them and bring some of their students to us at NCC. We have so many students from the area that come to NCC that don't even realize theater could still be a part of their life, even if they're not a theater major. And so it's been fun to even see some of my students from Liberty who have come now to NCC still be part of our shows. And they're not even theater majors. They might be in the health sciences or something, but they loved it in high school. And so it's so fun for them to continue and have that opportunity, to do that.
And I mean, one of the things that is exciting when working artists, are involved with the faculty and with a learning situation like this. You yourself have an MFA, I believe, from Michigan State
I do. I
University.
have my MFA in acting. Yeah.
And you created, I'm fascinated by this. You created the moment before an actor's podcast warm-up.
Yeah.
Tell me about this.
So it happened in a semester when COVID hit. So it happened to be something that my professor was already interested in creating. So in our movement class, my second year out of three, so the spring of my second year of grad school, it was part of our movement class. It was a program where I was getting my MFA in acting, but the other half of it was teaching. So I taught two classes every semester as well as taking my own. And so a lot of times we were switching hats between like being a student and then also being a teacher. So this was my professor's way of we would have to lead our own warm-ups in class, but then we took those warm-ups and made them into a podcast. So it was really cool because we were each given different. Someone was an imagination warm-up. One of mine was like a really physical warm-up, like jumping jacks, push-ups, that kind of stuff. Some was crossing the threshold to make an artistic space. Some was D-rolling. Some was about accent work. So there were all these different warm-ups. They still exist. I used one in rehearsal the other day. So you can always go on and find this podcast, but I highly recommend it. It's fun. You can just put it in and wherever you are, have a little warm-up, which is great.
Well, it's a perfect transition because what you're in rehearsals for is very much a play about this world. Can you tell us a
It
little
is.
bit about it? You just had
Yeah,
that,
so
you've auditioned and cast it. I know that.
yes, we are currently in the middle of rehearsals for Circle Mirror Transformation by Annie Baker. And it's a little bit meta to see this work in a theater because it's literally about these five people who are taking an acting class at this community center. And there is a teacher, her name is Marty. We have two community members as part of our production playing Marty and James. And then we have three students, NCC students, who are playing other characters in it as well, Schultz, Lauren, and Teresa. And then we also have two students who are understudying Lauren and Teresa. So we have five students as part of it, two community members. And they come back, there are 6 weeks worth. That's how the show is broken down into 6 different weeks. And then within each week, you're kind of watching them either do an acting exercise, which is very fun, or you're watching them interact with each other in these small snippet moments. We don't get a ton, we get some information from them because they monologue about each other. So we learn about them through these monologues and then these small moments that we see. And then you also get to learn about them from them playing games. And so a lot of the beginnings, the first 45 minutes of my rehearsals have been playing a game, warming up, getting back to those roots of like, let's pretend and let's be silly and let's play because that's what we're here to do. We're here to play. That's why we want to do theater. So I've been doing that every day. And then we do a journal entry as well as the character. What's been so fun is a lot of my work has been in big musicals. And I don't always get the time to talk about the character and like dive deep and talk to the actor about what is this character? How are they going about all of this life that they're living. And so it's really fun to be able to dive into the acting, to dive into the why, to dive into the motivations. And that's been really exciting. So it's a fun show. It's just about humans being humans. And sometimes that's what we need in the world is to come and watch some shows about us.
And this will come to us in late January, I believe,
It
right?
will, the last weekend. Yeah, we wrap up, we close February 1st. So that very last weekend of January, I believe we open on the 29th of
Just in
January.
that dark, awful part of the winter when it's
I know, and
exactly
you
what
need
we
some
need.
lightness. Yeah, it's only about an hour and a half. It's kind of a short one, but it's lovely. And these actors have taken on these roles with such excitement and such deep thought and care and love of these characters. So, and it's only been a few days, so I'm excited to see how
Well,
they do.
unfortunately, we only have a moment or two before the break, but you're going from this to a big musical
Yes,
in the
in the
summer
summer.
series.
Yeah. Yeah. First, I'll plug that I'm also doing Cinderella at Liberty High School. So if you're around in April, come see Cinderella at Liberty High School. And then go see Seussical at PYT in May. And then also in May, go see, and then we're into our summer season at NCC. So you'll see Chorus Line and Gypsy. And then, yes, I'm directing our final show of the season, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, which will be
Brilliant.
really exciting. Hoping to get lots of community members involved and would love in the summer. We have some really exciting goals that we'd like to reach this year. So I'm excited to bring more of the community to NCC Theater, really get our names out there. And just have some fun, but Hunchback will be beautiful. It's a beautiful show.
And that's the show that'll wrap up the summer
It'll wrap
season.
up the summer. Yeah.
And I remind our listeners before we go to break too, it's one of the wonderful things about the summer season. It's a beautiful campus. It's a wonderful experience. There's partnerships with the Hampton Winds restaurant, all kinds of special events. It's just a really rich and lovely experience. Well, you've been listening to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon right here on WDIY 88.1. I'm your host, Kate Scuffle, and tonight I'm talking with Brett Oliveira, Technical Director at Northampton Community College's Theater Department, as well as new faculty members Dara Donaher and Jessica Lopez Barker, will be with us after the break, about the growing Northampton Community College Theater Program and the 2026 Bill Mutimer Summer Theater Series at NCC. And we'll be right back after this short break.
WDIY 88.1 offers many choices and real voices. Folk music, from folk classics to the Gaelic traditions of the British Isles, to bluegrass and old-time music of Appalachia, to the modern-day singer-songwriters telling the story of today's world. You'll find it all here on WDIY. Listen and enjoy the wide variety of folk music every weekday evening, 7 to 9 p.m., just after NPR news headlines, and Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on 88.1 WDIY and streaming at WDIY.org.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon here on WDIY 88.1, the Lehigh Valley's public radio. I'm your host, Kate Scuffle, and tonight we've been talking about the Northampton Community College Theater Program, as well as the 2026 Bill Mutimer Summer Theater Series at NCC, with Brett Oliveira, Technical Director, and Professors Dara Donaher and Jessica Lopez Barkle. We spoke with Dara before the break, and now we're going to speak with Jessica and Brett. So welcome, guys. Brett, could you introduce Jessica for us?
Absolutely. So Bill did more than any one person should. So when we went to begin the hiring process, we decided to hire two people to help grow the program. We conducted a national search, and we all just kind of loved Jessica. Dara and I have already been dragging her to all the other community theaters and keeping her busy, but she's a wonderful, wonderful addition with a lot of very unique experience, and we're thrilled to introduce your listeners to her.
So Jessica, you're an actor, a director, a fight intimacy choreographer, a dramaturg, playwright, designer. You bring a whole lot of experience and skills to the position, but what drew you to NCC? What brought you here?
You know, there's a storied thing there, but I think the simplest is that we're in an interesting moment in our country where arts funding is difficult. And the position that I had was deactivated due to budget cuts. And I was looking for my next step. And Dr. Singer, who is the provost at NCC, sent me the link one day when I was feeling pretty dark. And I applied. but I didn't just apply. I don't apply to things without looking up the community. I am a mother. I do have a family. I already owned a home. So I really looked into the community. It had a lot of the boxes that any family would want to tick and any artist would. I come from blue collar people. So this just felt right. I also got my start in community college theater when I was 10. 10 and 11, I did at my hometown of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, North Idaho College, had a theater program and a summer series. So this is like a life that I had from age 10 to 18 and a little bit beyond that that I was used to. And I think that the industry needs to pivot and center community college theater training, because it's hard. It's hard to pay for college, and it's hard to pay for college as an artist. And moving those first 2 years to a time when students can still live at home and get the top amount of training and save their money on this first part and spend it later for their 4 year or their internships, I think is where the industry needs to be moving.
It's interesting, because being around the NCC program, it's always struck me in and out of it that there's also a, what I want to call it, a warmth, a comfort, a relaxed quality, a warmth that may speak to some less stress in that kind of way for those first 2 years for them.
Yes.
Freedom to kind of stretch and experiment and learn. Yeah. Mm-hmm. During the school year, you're going to be directing Carrie the Musical. And during the summer, you'll be doing Gypsy. How's it feel to be doing Carrie and Gypsy? They're two female stories, but very different female stories in some ways.
I mean, they're both mother-daughter stories.
Yes.
Very different genres. Gypsy is one of my favorite musicals of all time. It's considered the best written libretto, the best written book of all time. And so it's one that you have to study when you study musical theater and the playwriting of it. And I have always loved it. I saw it live with Bernadette Peters when she did it when I was in grad school. I've seen pretty much all of them. And I'm a little obsessed with it because it also does musical theater history. It gives you vaudeville. It gives you musical reviews, music hall. It gives you burlesque. It gives you regular old musical theater. And so I think for me, who I love history, I love that musical because it just plays with all of it. And it hits those genres just right. And I am also a mother to a daughter, and I am also a daughter to a mother. So I just feel like these are fun things. And then fascinatingly, Carrie came out like right around the time I was born. The movie came out the year I was born. You know, it's like, these are just like things that I lived in. I grew up with that look of that 70s, that late 70s was how all of our houses looked when you watch Stranger Things. So yes. We'll be putting it back into the 70s because the revisal of 2012 put it into sort of universal time, but I think the 70s are creepier, so we'll be joining Stephen King's 1970s horror.
That's fascinating. No, I get that with the 70s. It's interesting in terms of with your time here. Brett had mentioned, and I was remiss in asking Tara about this, thoughts for new classes, new offerings, directions to take things, and what are some of the things that, now that you've been here a little bit, you know, starting to settle in, that you might or have thought about adding, suggesting, exploring?
I mean, we are deep in that process right now. Dara and I have to go to our final step of that shared governance of curriculum at the end of January. But we've already gone through a bunch of paperwork to really work towards seamless transfer. And again, trying to center community colleges being a starting place for a lot of students coming out of high school, and making it so that it is possible without losing any money to transfer to a 4 year easily and not lose time. So we worked with DeSales, we worked with ESU, we worked with Bucknell, we worked with Cedar Crest, which we already had a lot of these relationships, but the industry has pivoted. So post the pandemic, there's a need for more ability to create your own sizzle reel, be able to audition on a video, know how to do sound. And that hasn't been the thing that I grew up in. That was not what I was trained in, but Dara definitely got thrown right into the deep end with that. And after the pandemic, they didn't get rid of it. So it's still, it's now your job to self-submit. It's your job to figure that sound engineering out, knowing all of those things. So we have added some classes of voice for performance, which we'll have working on the voice, but doing voiceover work in addition. Mm-hmm. Movement class, physical theater, so knowing how to do that. We added a communications course in Mario's program where they will be working on learning how to do sizzle reels. And there's a lot. I mean, we added a musical theater course. We also wanted to make sure that our students are also qualified alongside the people we bring from New York or from the A1s or some of these top schools, that they can join us and be in our summer series and not feel less than, and making sure they have all of the dance classes and the music classes and the movement classes to get them there. But mainly we looked at the other programs and made sure that we weren't adding or subtracting or randomly giving classes that won't transfer and they would lose money.
I will say we're kind of pretending that Dara's not still in the room, but she is. And Dara, do you want to add anything to that? I just think that's really fascinating what you guys are bringing to kind of helping to, as it expanding in a thoughtful and intentional way, the program.
Yeah, Jess and I have had a lot of conversations about that this program is like set up well, right? Like we were given a great program. We walked into something that was awesome. But because of changes that 4 years are making and that we're hoping our students do want to, after their 2 years, go to a 4-year, a lot of those schools, even that we talked to recently, like talked to us about how recently they had to make changes. So a lot of the 4 years recently went through curriculum changes, which meant that we just needed to also follow suit in that way as well to make sure that our students were the most prepared. So Jess and I just had a lot of conversations with these other institutions and with us and just talking about what do they need, how do we best support them to make sure that they have as much as we can provide, because we can't provide everything. And there are some classes on there that we were like, great, we just, for NCC, we won't have that one, but we'll have this one. And so we want to give them as much as we can to make sure they're ready to go.
And of course, both of you are bringing that professional aspect of having it out in that real working world yourselves back into the classroom for the students. It's interesting to me. I don't know that the general public, you know, we tend to romanticize folks that do make it as names in theater or film, as if it just happened overnight or it was magic and there was none of this involved. And there's so much of building your toolkit, not only in promotion, skills, everything, so much discipline, so much learning. So Brett, it strikes me, you having had an overview of this department growing and the summer music theater starting, and before we run out of time, any last thoughts from you observing this? And just thinking of Bill Mortimer too, how it would make Bill feel. It's just gorgeous to watch this growth and energy in an accessible institution that's so open and so exciting. I find NCC to be just really a very entertaining possibilities at all times.
And Bill truly built a wonderful program, and you know, we're not trying to bulldoze anything. We're just taking it to the next logical step of evolution. And with Dara and Jessica, it's interesting too, because they bring a lot of different perspectives and experiences and skills that we've never had before. Jessica has extensive fight choreography training. Dara has extensive dance training. A lot of different skills and life experiences that they have had that we can offer to help our students now too, which is also helping to grow the program.
And I think we also wanted to talk about, just real quick, how we started a club for our theater students. It's called NCC Stage Company. Through every week, they've been having different master classes or doing reads of different plays or musicals and things like that, which has been very exciting. And it just gets more of our NCC students involved in theater in a way that is accessible to anybody. It could be acting, it could be design, anything like that. We had a costume designer come in. It was awesome. And then I'm going to let Jess talk really fast about some awesome things that our Stage Company students are getting to do, like this awesome, I'm going to let her talk. Okay.
Yeah, so we have 6 students who are going to the Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival Region 2 in the middle of January to represent NCC in acting and in dramaturgy. It's a very exciting thing because if they do well there, then they get to go to nationals, and it's a lovely opportunity, and they get to take classes from professionals. They have parties where famous people come and like DJ. And so, you know, it's the students get to have this new experience. We even took them to Waiting for Godot this week. And, you know, some of them had never been to Broadway. Some of them had never been to New York City. And so those are my favorite things as a person who comes from generational poverty, to just provide those opportunities and let them see and also experience what else is out there.
Unfortunately, we are just about out of time, and I'm so sorry. This has been a fascinating conversation. Thank you all. I encourage our listeners again, please check the NCC, Northampton Community College's website, to keep up with the current season, the school season. Again, provocative, smart, topical, often new or fresh takes on classics, wonderful work. And then the Summer Music theater season again just amplifies it, whatever you thought, but it just kind of, it's an explosion of talent, both local and regional and national. It's all on the website. More information. Brett, any last words?
We'll be opening up information about our auditions very soon. Summer theater auditions we're looking to have in February this year. Okay. And Carrie the Musical and the co-star lead are going to be auditioning in January. So keep your eyes on our website, on our social media. We'll be pushing out all that information. We're having a blast. We'd love to have more people come join us.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Good luck with rehearsal, Sarah. Good luck to everyone with the rest of the school year and the season. We can't wait to see what's going to light up the stage. And thanks to you, our listeners, of course, for joining us today. I've been your host, Kate Scuffle, and I look forward to visiting with you again soon, right here in the Lehigh Valley Arts Salon on WDIY 88.1 FM, the Lehigh Valley's public radio. Lehigh Valley Arts Salon is supported by the Dexter F. and Dorothy H. Baker Foundation, who believes lives are enriched through a vibrant and enduring arts community, and invites you to join them in supporting the arts.